Lolo Jones joins us on Sports Byline. I can now cross off my bucket list of interviews I wanted to have before I pass away. Now with Lolo joining us, and she is one of only a few athletes to compete in both the Summer Olympics and the Winter Games, doing so in the hurdles and in the bobsled. And she specializes in the 60 and 100-meter hurdles and won three NCAA titles at LSU, and she has won several U.S. national and world indoor championships. When I think about you as an athlete, I think I'm probably more impressed with you as a human being because I've seen your life story. When you look back and think about all you've accomplished and what you've done, given from where it all started, does it impress you as much, Lolo?
Well, thanks for saying that. It's a huge compliment. I mean, I know I've done a lot and I've had a lot of progress, but I honestly had to kick myself the other day just because I had a race and I came second. And I was kind of just like down on myself, but I had to deal with the spirit of ungratefulness just because you forget. Everyone does it. You know, you just forget the progress you've made. And, you know, sometimes we put so much emphasis on perfection and we forget that it's not about perfection. It's about progress. And I mean, I guess it's a good thing because it helps me keep moving forward. But sometimes you just can't do that. You have to like ease up and be like, okay, you've achieved a lot. Like, I know you're motivated to move forward, but let's, you know, not get too discouraged at, you know, the things that you don't have. I think sometimes people focus on what they don't have instead of where, like, the gains they've made.
What is it that has kept you going? What was the push that kept you going both personally in your life as you had to overcome early things in your life and also some of the challenges you've had, especially with the 2008 Beijing Olympics that you've had? What kept you going?
I think, like most people, I just wanted to change my life. Originally, when I first started running track, I just wanted an outlet as a kid. You know, I had a really rocky home situation. We were always moving. My dad was in and out of prison. So originally, I just wanted to be on the basketball team and the track team just to have some kind of peaceful hour in my life. And then after that, I was like, oh, my gosh, I could get a scholarship out of this, and I could be the first one in my family to go to college and maybe break the chain of poverty that I've seen. So I think I just, at first, originally my goals were just to change my life. And then when I finally had that degree, it was just, you know, then I was able to pursue a dream, you know, something I'm very passionate about. And that's when it got really tough. So I think motivation comes from different places and at different times in your life. And there was even a point where failure motivated me. So even after I made my first Olympic team in 08, you know, obviously I was in front of the public eye and I hit the ninth hurdle, costing me the gold medal. And that mistake helped fuel me to go for another eight more years. So you just got to get your motivation where it comes from. Either it's changing, you know, you want a different situation for your life. Either you really don't want a setback to define you. You want, hey, I may have been knocked down, but I'm going to get up again. I'm going to go for this dream. So there's just different ways you can get encouraged.
You know, it's interesting. The Olympics are a very unique event. You prepare for it for 4 years, and it comes down to just one race, and you certainly know what that's like. Debbie Thomas, a figure skater, was a friend of mine. She went down to Stanford, and, of course, she was in the final on that Saturday night. And as I saw a picture of her in the paper the day of the event, I just saw her body language and everything. Tell me a little bit about the preparation for the ultimate moment in the ultimate event.
Well, mainly once you get to the Olympics, for the Americans, our hardest race is usually the Olympic trials because the American team is just so deep with athletic talent that we're potentially leaving back three or four athletes that could be in the final or medal. When you go to the Olympics, you know, it's just an accomplishment that you've made it, but then at the same time, you obviously are vying for that medal. But you have to always continue to tell yourself, you know, you've done this before. I think if you put too much stress or too much emphasis on things, that's when things can become overwhelming. So I know in 08, I really tried not to look at the media or the TV. I was very isolated and just guarding my thoughts and everything. And I've done that pretty much with every Olympics just because when you go into that environment, there's a lot of emotions that are going to take place. And you just have to be prepared for anything and you have to be able to adjust. So, you have to, it's weird. You know, my coach always says, you know, don't try to do something amazing. Just try to do what you did to get there. And that kind of takes off the pressure some because then it allows you just to relax and compete. So usually when the times where I like try to be like, oh my gosh, I want to do something amazing, that's the times where I usually mess up.
After that final, you said, you were quoted as saying, you hit a hurdle about twice a year where it affects your race. It's just a shame that it happened on the biggest race of my life. Why? Was it somewhat satisfying, at least soothing to you, to learn what was the cause of it with the spinal problem you had?
No, I mean, I don't ever say that it was directly the spinal or, you know, I hit a hurdle. You know, it happens in life. You know, things come into your life. I don't say that that's the reason. Like, to this day, I can think of five different reasons that I hit that hurdle. You know, there's not ever going to be a concrete reason why I hit that hurdle. You know, I'm always going to have the questions, why did that happen? But everybody has that in life, you know? Why did I get sick? Why did I lose my job? Why did I get in a car accident? Everybody has that. And you know, sometimes you can't have a specific reason for why it happened, but you can move on and be like, okay, that happened, but I'm going to learn from this, or I'm going to get stronger from this, or okay, this job was taken away from me, but I now have this job. So for me, I don't have a concrete answer why I hit that hurdle. Like I said, I can come up with five reasons, but I can tell you, but because I hit that hurdle, I went on to have the fuel to go to another Olympics. And when I got fourth in London, and I used that as fuel to become one of the few athletes to go to a summer and winter Olympics. And there's no way I could sit here right now and give you this interview as a summer and winter Olympian had I not originally hit that hurdle in Beijing. You know, who knows how my life would have changed. Maybe I would have got that one gold and retired and, you know, maybe not even running anymore. And, you know, now here I sit, a three-time Olympian. So I don't know why it happened, but I'm just going to figure out, okay, it changed my life for this reason.
That's one of the things that I admire most about you, knowing your life story and your athletic story as well. You see the glasses half full instead of half empty. Is it hard to control other people's expectations of not only you, but any athlete, because you were expected to win the gold medal in that? And I just wonder how hard it is to block that out and just say, I am who I am, and I'll do the best that I can.
Yeah, I mean, everybody faces that, you know, expectations or critics or, you know, whatever. I honestly, I don't know. It's just, that was 08. We're talking about something that was so far ago. Like, for me, what's fresh in my mind is 2012, 14. So, like, we're talking about 08 as if it just happened, but I've had so many races between that, you know, and, you know, right now I'm focused on, okay, I just had hip surgery and that should have put me out. And now I'm coming back from that. I just had a race and the doctors predicted I wouldn't even be able to run indoor season and that I might not even be back in time for the Olympic trials this year. So I just focus on every day and each obstacle that I need to overcome that day. So looking back at 08, it's just like, it's done, it's past, I have peace with it, you know, and I'm just fighting for the things that are in front of my face right now.
You know, I'm smiling here because I'm trying to think about how that thought came into your head and said, you know, maybe I'll try bobsledding.
Well, originally I was recruited before the 2012 Olympics, and then after the 2012 Olympics, I got fourth, and I was just really just discouraged. It was the second Olympics now I'd gone to and very close to a medal. So the first one, I was winning the race, hit the hurdle. And then in 2012, I got fourth. And a lot of people don't know this, the time I ran in that race would have got me a medal at any Olympics ever in the history of the Olympics. But it was the fastest Olympic race ever run. So my time was the first time that never did not get a medal. And I was just very discouraged. You know, I was just like, man, it's not that I didn't win a medal, but it's like, once again, it was so close. Like, I could taste the success. And so a lot of people have that where they're like, man, they're right there, but they don't get it. Like, somebody else gets a job promotion, or like, they just feel like they can never catch a break. And that's what I felt like after 2012. And so it was the first time I just didn't have the desire to run. I knew I loved running. I loved competing, but I just didn't have the desire to kind of pick myself up. So that's when I remembered being recruited by bobsled, and I just was like, well, if I just get away for a while, maybe I can get refreshed and motivated. And I think a lot of people, when they're facing kind of a dead end and they feel very frustrated, they've tried everything they could in their job or in their life and they're just not seeing change, then sometimes it's just good to just try something completely different. Just really step out in faith and try something else. And that's what I did. And not only did bobsled help, you know, refresh me and help me miss track and give me the courage to go back and try again, but I found a whole new passion in a sport that I never knew I could have.
Which is harder to heal, the body or the mind when you get injured?
The mind. Absolutely 100%. Even with this recent surgery I had, I was making leaps and bounds, and you know, the Olympic Training Center was like, oh my gosh, we've never had an athlete come back as fast as you from this surgery. But mentally, I kept thinking about the year I had in 2015, how bad I was, and it was the worst season I had. I was getting pretty much last in every race. I was trying everything, nothing was working, and I could continue to feel that even when I was healthy. And even in my first race, I had just flashbacks of, you know, just how bad I was, and that confidence was hurting me. Even though I'm completely healthy, I'm powerful, and it was just flashbacks of just what had occurred. So it's definitely harder to come over, you know, the mental side than the physical.
Lolo will be competing at the NYRR Milrose Games. That's going to be February 20th at the New Balance Track and Field Center at the Armory. And she is recovering from off-season surgery, as you heard her say, with a torn hip labrum, and she'll be running in the 60-meter hurdles event. That's going to be indoors. The dynamics of competing indoors as compared to outdoors, Lolo?
Well, for me, it's just five less hurdles. Other than that, it's just, yeah, it's going to be a great race. It's going to be highly competitive. I think it's a pretty loaded field with, you know, I think the current world champion indoor and a former outdoor and, yeah, just all kinds of high-caliber athletes, and it's going to be great.
I want to thank you very much for your time. And again, I've admired you for a long, long time, the way you've handled yourself both on and off athletics. And I really appreciate you giving me a little bit of time. Thanks a lot, Lolo.
No worries. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
And if you can mention, it says, if you can mention the NYRRMilroseGames.org as the home site for tickets, we certainly will. And as well as the www.armorytrack.com. You can get more info about the Armory and all its meets. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.